The White House report.
When asked if the illegal immigrant children who are separated from their parents are being used as pawns for a wall, Homeland Security head Christian Nielsen says the children are not being used as a pawn. Take a listen to the back and forth.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so going back to these two questions from Kristen and Margaret, you said that you want Congress to close some loopholes. With that, you also said that you want to make this work. Now, are these kids being used as pawns for a wall? Many people are asking that, and Democrats are saying this is your discretion, and there is no law that says that this White House can separate parents from their children.
The kids are being used by pawns, by the smugglers and the traffickers. Again, let's just pause to think about this statistic. 314% increase in adults showing up with kids that are not a family unit. Those are traffickers, those are smugglers, that is MS-13, those are criminals, those are abusers. So, thank you. All I'm trying to say is the closing that loophole will enable us to detain families together throughout the proceeding as they've done in previous administrations.
Madam Secretary, can you definitively say, are the children being used as pawns against the four wall? Yes or no? Can you say yes or no to that?
The children are not being used as a pawn. We are trying to protect the children, which is why I'm asking Congress to act.
The White House press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, had something different, saying that the president wants Congress to fix the broken immigration system, including a wall.
Once again, we want to fix the entire system. We don't want to just tinker with it. The president is tired of watching people kick it down the road and not take responsibility and not fix the problems that we have.
Ideally, Sarah, that you would like to see all these other things change about the immigration system, but we're dealing with this particular situation right now.
We're dealing with a number of situations. That's not the only one. We have people flooding over the borders. Look, the president wants people to come to this country, but we want them to come legally and through the right process. And that's what we're asking. We want to secure the border. There have been a number of individuals that are permanently separated from their families due to the illegal aliens that have come across this border and murdered and killed American citizens. Where is the outrage over that separation? We want to fix the whole thing. We don't want to just tinker with one part of it. This is a broken system, and we've got to quit ignoring it. Just ignoring the rule doesn't fix it, and that's what this administration is actually trying to do.
All of the living first ladies, to include the current first lady, Melania Trump, are against the separation of children and parents at the southern border. Also against the policy of the Trump administration is a lot of clergy. What does Sarah Huckabee Sanders have to say?
I think any evangelical or in any church, for that matter, that feels strongly they should open up their doors and help facilitate some of these individuals. I think that's their calling. That's the mission of the church, and they should certainly fulfill that. If they want to fix the immigration system, then they should call their members of Congress and ask them to join with us to do that.
There's a lot of shifting of blame as it relates to this separation of parents and children at the southern border. Democrats contend this policy by the Trump administration is up to their discretion, and there's no law to separate parents from children at the southern border. But the Trump administration says the law was enacted in 2008, signed into law by George W. Bush. April Ryan, AURN.com.